Well, probably another 5 minutes and I need to leave to meet him. I wonder what he's going to think. We've played video games for over 2 years now, so it's not like we don't get along. I still can't believe we didn't know we only lived one town over from each other, but I guess it just never even came up. I wonder what he sounds like. Will he think my voice is cute, or what happens if he thinks I'm annoying? I can't think like that. All those text chats have to mean something. If it's that bad of a meeting, I can just make up an excuse saying I want to get back before sundown because I'm scared of being up too late. That seems legit. As much as I kick ass in video games, something about being a 5'3" girl screams easy target at night. How do I even introduce myself? Hi, it's your duo. That sounds corny. Greetings. Oh, God, I'm too nervous to even think straight. Who says greetings? Only a nerd would, I say, as I'm clearly a nerd about to meet my nerd duo. I don't think I've overthinked as much in my life. How could a guy get me nervous like this? It's never really happened to me. Not in high school, not in college. Although, his profile photo, if that's really him, he's kinda cute. First time he'll be seeing me. Okay, no time like the present. I've been building myself up for this for a while, so I can do this. Just be myself, be nice, and yeah, I really can do it. Of course, it started raining. I should have picked a better day for the both of us. Now I'm gonna meet him with completely soaked clothes and wet clothes always has an icky smell. Wait, that's him. I can see him looking at the ground. Goober. Fancy meeting you in a place like this. What do I want? Aren't you here to meet me? Yes, me. A girl? Wait, you thought I was a guy this entire time? I know we didn't do voice chat. You said you couldn't or else your sister would burst into the room wanting to play. No, you can't act surprised. How could you not have picked up that you were talking to a chick? This entire time, you thought I was a dude like, what did you think I looked like? Well, surprise, I have long hair, and I'm a girl, and like to wear skirts and play video games. And what about you? You're way taller than me, and look a bit embarrassed. I guess I really caught you off guard with that one. I wouldn't normally do this, but since the heavens have opened up above us, do you want to at least come back to mine and we can hang out without being drenched? Well then, do you care to follow me? Thanks for coming all this way to meet me. I know the whole point of it was so you didn't know exactly where I live, but I've seen you. I trusted you. And it has been 2 years. Plus, you don't really give off a serial killer vibe, so if you do plan on hurting me, I have just made a terrible decision. Yeah, it's just an apartment to myself. I was able to move out a little while ago. Trust me when I say this, it is expensive to move out, and do not do it until you're ready. I honestly had no idea how much furniture costs. Everyone said to me, oh, just use IKEA, but it adds up. Like, really fast. I ended up just buying secondhand stuff, and it helped me to actually furnish the place. Of course, there's certain items that can't be bought secondhand, like towels or, say, a mattress. It's a bit of a risk with those items, with the whole concept of, well, germs and bugs, unfortunately. Kinda hate how society shames you a little for still living with your parents. Like, have you seen the economy? It's nonsense. I also learned it's a Western culture thing. That part of our culture could probably die off really quick. Everyone knows there's a housing shortage, prices are ridiculous, so why do we need to act surprised when people don't move out as soon as they get out of high school or college? And don't even get me started on deposit. I have to pay 1.5 times the rent just to get access into the place. You know damn well I took photos of everything from every single angle where the landlord will claim they need to take out $400 due to cleaning and damages. I've seen how they are. The shamelessness, I tell ya. Anywho, after that rant, well, we are here. Yeah, just up the stairs and I'm the one on the left. Home, sweet home. It's cozy. Put it this way, you're not gonna get lost in here, I promise. you wanna take off your shoes and jacket for me? I'll go fetch us some towels. Damn rain never let up for a second there. Here you go. I would offer to do it, but you're kinda too tall and out of my reach. Well, I'll stick some music on in the background. We can order some food later as well. I don't really cook that well, and I don't think poisoning you would be very enjoyable. But yeah, what about you? I feel like I've never actually let you get a word in so far. How was your journey here? Nothing too interesting happened then? Has the initial shock subsided? Since you weren't expecting a girl? Did you think I was like ripped or skinny and scrawny? Joke's on you, I'm just a pudgy gamer girl. Ew, did I really just use the term gamer girl out loud? Ugh. Well, I'm sure you can imagine, I've just gotten used to not using voice chat at all. Between the harassment and the tension you get, it can be pretty miserable sometimes. You make a call out when there's a bad guy, and rather than your team working with you, you either get, "Shut the fuck up, squeaker," or, "Oh my god, are you a girl?" and 5 requests just like that. I'm a little over it. So, yeah, I kind of sworn to text chat. So when we started playing, it really wasn't a problem at all for me. I guess we just never talked about anything that would allude to me being a girl. Not like we were asking dating questions to each other. Well, I guess I haven't really had a boyfriend at all. You can imagine when you're as awkward as me and focus so much on gaming, trying to get an understanding boyfriend is a bit more difficult than you might imagine. I see those videos where it's a girl dating a guy who games, but she doesn't. Then all the girls in the comments demand that she breaks up with him because he doesn't just drop his hobby instantly to be with her. Like, come on. You do know being in a relationship doesn't mean you just forget your hobbies and fill them with your partner, right? It's kind of painful to see. I honestly wish girls wouldn't really do that to guys. I would just hate if I ever got with a guy and he was expecting me to have no free time to myself just to play video games. Like, that is my rest and recovery, getting lost in a game, realizing it's 2 a.m., acting shocked, then getting another slice of pizza and chugging another cola. Well, don't be shy. Get cozy on the couch. I'll put the heater out for a bit to warm us up. I feel like I'm about to start shivering. That's one thing I do not like about this place. It takes forever to warm up. Huh? If I'm cold, I can just hug you? Sure, if you don't think it's too weird or anything. I know I can be kind of a bit awkward if I just... Or you could just scoop me up since I'm a lot smaller than you. I can feel the heat radiating off of you. This is nice. I like this. Well, since the rain isn't really letting up and you're having food with me, what do you say we make this visit a sleepover? I've not really had anyone around to keep me company for a while. That's if you're comfortable with the idea. A sleeping bag? Oh, no. I don't own one. I just have a bed, so you'd have to come in it with me and, you know, keep me warm. Oh my god, I'm falling for him. What am I doing? Inviting him into my bed? Oh, this is so obvious I like him. He's gonna think I'm cringy. Oh, I would like that very much. I have to admit, it is kind of intimidating looking up at you like this. With your arms around me, and if I didn't know any better, I would say you were coming on to... Well, when you put it like that, please kiss me again. My lips are soft. Stop it, you. I guess I didn't expect tonight to go this way at all. Did you? Your hands, they're drifting. Is this really happening? Did I really fall in love with my jewel? He's holding me so tightly. Oh, I'm falling for him so fast. I didn't even know this was possible, but I want more. Does this mean we'll be a couple? Hey. Can we stay like this for a little bit? I can hear your heartbeat and you seem quite excited and... Well, I am too and I just don't want to rush into anything. I just feel really comfortable around you and the tension is quite high right now between us. You've honestly made me feel so at ease around you. Yet tense because of the sexual frustration between us right now. Oh, he's resting his hand on my thigh. But I'm only in a skirt. Oh lord, I don't think I can do this. What would you like to do next then? To take it to the bedroom? But we can't do that. Okay, maybe a little to the bedroom.